What's up? It's Metal Shop, and we are here for our Thanksgiving episode, and we are thankful for the band Zoth. Thanks for coming in, fellas.
Thank you.
We got Tyler, Ben, and Jeremy in here. Woody is not here tonight because he's
getting implants.
Having a scientific procedure.
Yes.
Well, someday we'll get him up in here. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to say congratulations to you guys, first of all, for just sticking it out as one of the best, what would you say, tech death sci-fi bands? I don't know. I hate to put labels on that.
Sci-fi, thrash death, power metal, black metal, I don't know, everything.
A little bit of everything.
Shredding extraterrestrial horror.
But we got you in here for a few reasons. We're going to be talking about the latest Zoth efforts. But first, congratulations on Hail Santa number 9.
Oh, thank you.
That can't be easy to be going for almost a decade, man. Congratulations.
That's crazy.
So before we do anything, let's talk about the lineup here for Hail Santa number 9. The bands that are playing, it's going on Friday, December 7th and Saturday, December 8th, I believe.
Yep, at the Highline.
And man, how... I'm just impressed that you guys have kept this going for 9 years. This must be like a labor of love. You're committed.
Yes, very committed. A labor of love and hate.
A labor of love and hate.
Yes.
Cool. So let's talk about the lineup here. Coming up December 7th on Friday. Who's playing on Friday there?
All right. On Friday, we got Locals Command Black Thrash opening the show. Very good. And we have Dolahan coming from Eureka, California. We have Aetherius, local Tech Death Masters, Tech Death Masters.
I know.
Yes.
It's one of those nights.
I can talk. We have Zoth, some alien band, and we got Petrification coming from Portland, old school death metal. And the headliner is Mortiskold, legendary death metal band from Wisconsin.
The Midwest.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like a lot of good music comes out of the Midwest. I think mostly because they don't have much to do. Is that?
Yeah, just be nice and slam guitars. Yeah.
That rules. Okay, so Friday, December 8th at the Highline. Let's talk about that lineup as well.
Yes. Oh, Saturday, December 8th.
Saturday, December 8th.
We got Odyssean, a local tech death progressive metal band opening. We got Volnir, a great new tech death band from Portland. They're very brutal. We have Age of Nephilim, kind of a long-standing symphonic black metal band from Spokane who's never played out here, so that'll be their first time.
Awesome.
Then we have Exhalensis, a black metal band from, I think, Talent, Oregon, a weird southern Oregon town. And then we have the headlining package is Eight Bells and Karada from Portland. And Karada is the kind of continuation of Agalloch with the singer of Giant Squid.
That's awesome, yeah. Man. Good lineup.
Yes.
So
very
are you
diverse?
So Tyler, are you going to be like running around, stage managing, making sure people aren't?
Yeah, we'll be doing business, cracking skulls, keeping everything in line.
Good, man. Good. So this is year number 9. We were talking a little bit before this about how it has been at a few different venues. If you remember the Josephine up there, loved that place, man.
Yeah, it was great.
And then the Morgue, also RIP.
Yep.
And it's been at the Highline for the last few years.
Yes. It'll be the fourth year in a row at the Highline.
So I was asking you also, like, what's your method for finding bands? It's just like something that you saw throughout the year that you're like, yo, that's sick. I got to get these guys on Hail Santa.
Yeah, a lot of times, sometimes it'll be bands we've played with or someone we've met and like, we got to get you on. And usually there's a lot of people asking, so we got a backlog every year. Like, okay, let's get you on. You haven't done it. But yeah, just people we've met throughout our musical adventures and, you know, bands we like. Like, we had Macabre, that's one we really liked from the past, or Phobia, and, you know, Mortiskold and these cool older bands. And we got the opportunity to bring them out. So
hell yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been running this holiday, the Northwest Metal answer to the holiday season.
Yes.
Here for the last few years. When did you start working this year on Hail Santa? Is it almost like when the last one ends, you start working again? You get a little break? You're like,
probably should, but usually start around the mid-end of summer, kind of get started putting that together.
So what's your favorite part? Like, what keeps you doing Hail Santa, fellas, or Tyler, or any of you guys? Like, what keeps your nose to the grindstone there? Like, I know it can't be super easy. It's like a herding cats, you know, with all these metal bands.
Yeah. It's definitely just being at the show and doing it and then playing and having it be over. And then it's always a good time then.
But it's
the lead up's always stressful and crazy.
But it's unique. We look forward to it every year. It's a themed metal show and it's a Christmas-themed metal show. So it sticks out from everything else that we do throughout the year.
Yeah, at some point we need to We need to get Ryan the Beard in there dressed up as Krampus. Get some photos on Krampus's lap somewhere in there.
Let's get him out there.
Let's do it. He'll be naked.
Naked Krampus.
All right. So we're talking to the members of Zoth, progenitors of Hail Santa. Let's play a Zoth song here to let people know what they can be in for. You guys are playing Friday, December 7th at the Highline, correct? Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Day one. So which one do you guys want to play? This is one of the ones that we were talking to you guys about earlier this year in the spring.
Yeah. So we recorded a single called Plague Revival. Came out in March, and as we prepare the next album, we put this out just to
appease people.
Give you a taste.
Yeah, there you go.
Give you a taste.
We'll say that. Yeah, Plague Revival.
Awesome. So here's Plague Revival from Zoth. Hail Santa, December 7th and 8th at the Highline. Check it out. We'll be right back. Zoth, Plague Revival here on Metal Shop. It's our Thanksgiving episode, and we're talking to these guys about Hail Santa number 9 coming at the Highline on Capitol Hill, Friday, December 7th, and Saturday, December 8th. Bringing the metalhead presence back to Capitol Hill, man.
Yes.
I'm glad you guys are still at it. So as it is our Thanksgiving episode, we were talking to Ben, like, I don't know, it's kind of putting you on the spot to talk about what you're thankful for, because there's a lot to be thankful for and a lot not to be thankful for.
Yeah.
Anything come to mind for you guys? Hit you right in the fee-fees, right in the feels there?
Yeah.
I'm thankful for my family, my cats, and my guitars. Yeah.
Amen.
And my friends.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for Internal Bleeding making it back out here. I saw them last Friday night, and it was the first time since I was 16 years old. And so I'm thankful that those guys made it out here, because that was incredible.
I'm thankful I met all my friends in Zoth when I moved to Seattle 5 years ago, because I love playing with these guys. And I'm thankful for roof over my head and good work and death metal music.
Amen.
And everyone that I met in my life. I'm thankful for all of you.
So Tyler, if you still have it in front of you, let's go over the lineup one more time, like super quick here for maybe split it up into Friday and Saturday for Hail Santa number 9, your number 9.
All right, Friday, we got Command, Dullahan, Aetherius, Zoth, Petrification, and Mortis Gold. And on Saturday, day 2, we have Odyssean, Volnir, Age of Nephilim, Excellensis, Eight Bells, and Karada.
So you guys put out that song, Plague Revival, back in the spring, right?
Yep.
Are you going to be putting that on the new full length? I'm really looking forward to the new Zoth, man.
Yes, it will be on there.
So do you guys know who you're recording with? Have you started pre-production? I mean, clearly you guys have been writing songs.
Yes. Well, we tend to track everything ourselves, and so we're going to be doing that again, and then looking into options as far as all the mixing and mastering and stuff goes. But right now, yeah, we're doing pre-production and just getting it all ready to go.
Well, it's like they say, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself.
Yes.
At least keep a close eye on it. So,
true.
So 8 songs you said, like, you got? I know I hate dragging the information out of you guys when you're just in the process. Do you know sometime? Obviously next year at some point for the new Zoth here?
Yeah, definitely next year, or what are we doing? Yes.
We're going to be tracking drums in January.
Okay, cool. Step 1.
And step 2 would be tracking the guitars and bass, which would roughly take a month, and then vocals. So it's going to be a 3 or 4 month process, and we'll basically take it from there.
Cool. You guys going to be hitting the road next year at some point, hopefully, when the weather lightens up a little bit?
I would love to.
Right. You got to get time off of work. You guys are all looking at each other. I'm not trying to start some static.
No, when the new CD comes out, we probably do a West Coast tour or something and see what other offers come our way, and hopefully some good stuff.
We would love to play some shows on the East Coast and in the Midwest. So if anybody's listening out there.
So Hail Santa, number 9, Friday, December 7th. And Saturday, December 8th at the Highline. Number 9, like, how do you guys foresee doing this for, like, the near future? You're going to do it for another decade just until you get tired of it? Like, because it's been a Northwest staple, man. You guys have created kind of a legacy here with Hail Santa.
Yeah, I mean, starting it, I had no idea it'd go this far. So we'll get to 10 and see how that goes and how we feel. Maybe the wheels will fall off. Maybe we'll upgrade them for sick rocket, interdimensional rocket boosters.
Nice.
We're going to probably go to 10 and take it from there, I'd say.
So where can we get tickets to Hail Santa, you know, and then, you know, because everybody needs to get out there, man. This is when you need to drag a young, grab a cousin, a younger brother or something, expose them to the danger.
Yes. HighlineSeattle.com. We'll have ticket links to both days on the calendar page there. So I recommend getting them from that site.
Cool. So let's play one more song here from one of the bands that's playing, I think, Friday, right? Headliners on Friday?
Yeah.
Mortis Gold. From Wisconsin?
Yes.
Cool. What's this song called? And then if you guys got any final words, shout-outs for Hail Santa, any of the bands, shout-out your mama.
Well, this song's called Breathe in the Black. It's on, I think, their newest album or upcoming. Should check.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's called Breathe in the Black on Peaceville Records. And I'd like to thank Dylan at the Highline and Chris from Famine Fest for helping out this year. It's going to be sick.
Definitely. Either of you guys, last words for the Northwest audience?
Yeah, thanks to the Minions. And if people don't know the Minions, we got a group of people now that basically put together decorations and deck out the venue for Hail Santa. And we're super appreciative. So shout out to the Minions.
Yes, definitely.
Shout out to...
Oh, God, here we go, Ben.
Guys, I'm keeping it PG for this one.
Thank you. We got to protect the kids.
Shout out to my friends and family and my fiance.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Have a rad holiday
season. Likewise, man. Thank you.
And then when you guys get some of the new Zoth material, you let us know.
Oh, we'll bring it here first, yeah.
Good. Glad to hear it. All right. We got Tyler, Ben, and Jeremy in from Zoth. Hail Santa 9. Go check it out the weekend of the 7th and 8th over at the Highline. And here's some Mortiskold. Horns up. It's Metal Shop.